Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about simple React snippets for Visual Studio Code. Now, this is an awesome snippets kind of plugin or library for VS Code. Now, VS Code, if you haven't checked it out, is a great editor or text editor that does a lot of great things. I actually prefer it over basically any visual text editor out there. So for me, my day-to-day driver is Vim, but when I do use a visual tool, it's VS Code. I think Microsoft's done an awesome job with that. Now, if you're doing React, there's a lot of boilerplate that you write all the time when you're creating a component, things like that, working with Redux. Now, it gets a little tedious, and you know, it's great. The API is simple, but you really want to try and be as efficient as you can be. And usually how we do this is through tools and snippets. And this is a brilliant plugin by Burke Holland. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm usually bad at pronouncing names. But basically, this is a really, it's a pretty straightforward, simple plugin, but it does so much. There's a Medium article, which I'm linking to in the show notes. I highly recommend checking it out because some of the videos or the GIFs there, I think they are GIFs, are really awesome to show you what you can do. So it gives you a visual idea of how it works and why it was done. And it's really impressive to watch how much of an improvement it gives you. It really reminds me of when I first started using Emmet. It might have been called something before that, but Emmet basically, so then you can just type div and space, or you give a class name. So dot foo and you know your tab, and next thing you give you a div with a class name of foo. This does that, but it takes it even a little bit further with React, and it's really nice to see. It means that you can focus on actually getting the real logic that you need to put into your React components or your structure done, and you don't have to worry about all the little boilerplates of, you know, like importing React and component and creating your class, you know, that extends a component, and exporting, and those little things that take up a little bit of time and it adds up throughout the day, especially if you are creating very small functional components and things like that. This saves a lot of time, makes it nice and quick, efficient and easy. So I highly recommend checking this one out. You can just search for simple React snippets. You should be able to find that, but otherwise check out the article. I highly recommend checking it out. It's a great article. It goes over everything about simple React snippets, and I think it's a plugin that should be, if you're doing any kind of React, it should be something that you're using if you're using code. So that's essentially it. I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you used this before? Have you used some other plugin system that does something similar? I'd really love to know. Leave a comment on codercatchup.com for this episode. Send through a tweet to @codercatchup on Twitter, or send an email through to codercatchup@gmail.com. If you are watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. I'd really love to know. And also, if you are on YouTube, I'd really appreciate a like and subscribe. That'd be awesome. If you're listening to this through iTunes, I'd really appreciate a rating and review. That'd be awesome. That's essentially it. That's all I really got for this one. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye.